The world's largest gathering of Pez collectors coming to Northeast Ohio. The Pezmania 26 is taking place at the Holiday Inn Independence on Rockside. It runs through Saturday. And we've got Rick Marlowe on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Let's talk about this. How long have you been a Pez collector?
I've been collecting Pez for probably about 26, 27 years.
And what got you started doing something like that?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. My children, my boys wrestle. And so if you've ever been to a wrestling tournament, you sit in a gymnasium for quite a while. And I always wanted some candy just to suck on or whatever. And so I picked up a Pez dispenser, and everybody kind of laughed about it. And all of a sudden, people started bringing me Pez dispensers.
Do you
want to... Go ahead.
Do you remember what that first Pez dispenser won? Which one you thought was adequate enough to bring to a wrestling match?
It was a Halloween time, and it was a three-piece witch.
Okay. So once they saw you with that, suddenly you became the man who likes the Pez.
That's pretty much it. And it was kind of funny because all the kids would, after a match, would come up, and I'd give them a piece of candy. And then and it went with those kids all the way through high school, even the state tournaments. It just became a thing between us, you know. So it was a lot of fun.
So how did this convention come to be that you were involved with it too?
This convention started 26 years ago in Mentor, Ohio, and it's been in Independence for quite a while now. Here at the Holiday Inn, Rockside Road, but it's. It's just turned into a huge, huge thing. We've taken over four floors of the hotel this year. We have probably about 450, 460 people registered, and we'll have a lot of walk-ins come in on Saturday.
Now, obviously, you started by collecting. You wanted this. You have someone gives you a Pez dispenser. Once you have two, that's sort of the beginning of a collection. How many do you have at this point?
I lost count. That's the best way to put it. I probably have about 2,000 on display, but then I have probably about 40 bins full. How's that sound? And I don't try to count them because it hurts.
Well, that's when you go to conventions and you try to sort of liquidate some of that or trade up, I suppose.
Exactly. Like tonight. We'll actually have an hour and a half of what's called trade night, where the kids and the adults will put their Pez out on a table and they'll trade each other and just have a great time. And it's good for the kids because it teaches them how to come up to an adult or whatever and make a deal with them and shake hands. And it's a good program. We're all about the kids here.
Now, full disclosure, on my desk at work, I have an oversized Peanuts Snoopy musical Pez dispenser that dispenses actual packets of the Pez, not the individual candy, and I do have some other stuff, so I'm a closet collector at the moment. I don't want to get it too out of hand, but tell me a little bit about some of the special Pez dispensers or the things that people look for. Pez has been making these dispensers for quite a long time. Tell me maybe some of the rare ones or ones that people really are after.
Some of the rare ones people are after, you know, could be some of the crazy fruits, the pears, the pineapples, the oranges, and stuff like that. Or some of the what is called a Pez Pal would be a boy and a girl, but then they could be with a nurse's hat or a sheriff's hat or a knight's helmet and things like that. And then there's older ones that did not have heads on them that were actually called regulars. And that's kind of how Bic Lighters came about. The owner of Mr. Haas decided he did not like smoking, so he made the dispenser, and it dispensed peppermint candy. Those can be worth a lot of money.
I was learning today, doing some research, where the word Pez came from.
The word is actually pheffermiz, and he knew that it would never sell as pheffermiz, so he took the P, the E, and the Z and made Pez.
And it's become a staple for kids and adults. It's kind of, it's not so, by the way, I don't know how, do you like the Pez candy? There's a debate probably that goes on between whether it's just the dispenser or if anybody really likes the candy.
Some people really, really like the candy. I like the grape candy. Now, most people don't like the grape candy. But then there's a lot of collectors that don't like the candy at all. They just like the plastic toy that comes with the candy.
Now, Pez still making dispensers. They seem to get to the hot item. You know, I know Star Wars, when that was big, I saw Hello Kitty on their current website. So they are kind of a timeline of pop culture in a way, aren't they?
Very, very much so. In fact, at Bowling Green State University, they had a pop culture building, and Pez was in there all the time as a timeline. What they would do before, they would not make a dispenser until it was proven that it was a quality item for 10 years. So that's why they made like the Flintstones, Charlie Brown, and a lot of those for years. Now it's to the point where they will actually have them out before a movie comes out. They're just like anybody else. They're going after it.
Anyone's, because sometimes, are there any flops that become limited because nobody wanted them that somehow become a little bit more valuable?
Not really flops, but they have done certain things like the Incredibles. They made the Incredibles with the masks on them. And then they made the, in Europe and in Canada, they made what was called the Unmasked Incredibles. And it was a very, very limited item. So if you were to come to the convention, say, you could buy a set of Unmasked Incredibles or Masked Incredibles for $10, and the Unmasked Incredibles are $100.
Hmm. And they come out with gift sets, too. I think I actually now think I might have a, like, Wizard of Oz, Pez.
They came out with Wizard of Oz, Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, Star Trek. They're on top of it. WWE, they're on the cutting edge of getting dispensers out there now.
Right, and they still make them. I mean, you can still pick them up right as the impulse item right before you go to the checkout. So you got them
exactly.
You got them right there.
Exactly. In fact, there's a place here in Cleveland called BA Sweeties, the candy store. If you go over there, they have a huge wall of nothing but Pez. And they also help to, they give us a packet of candy to give to each one of the convention people. Well, so that they get it in their packet when they register. So they really take care of us.
Well, you've got the convention running through Saturday. Tell me about, like, admission or what things people will do when they come, and give you some tips for people who maybe have not adventured into the Pez world before.
Registration is usually $55, and you get a real nice packet of items. Pez actually made a custom dispenser for us this year. It's the first time in 10 years that we have gotten one, and it's just beautiful. In fact, a lot of those custom dispensers, because they're so limited quantity, they go for a pretty high dollar, and that's in your packet. We have a bunch of other items in your packet, and this year it's a hockey theme here. But we have trade night tonight. We play a card game tonight. That's, you know, the old card game wars where you know, whoever gets the most cards wins. We'll have 128 people playing that tonight. And then tomorrow we have some seminars. We have the kids games. We have family fun night tomorrow night, which is where we play our games for big prizes and stuff that we give away. We just have a good time. And then Saturday is our main show on the floor that opens up at 9 o'clock. And that is to the general public. So if you want to come down on Saturday, folks are more than welcome to come. It's $5 a person or $10 per family.
And it's as you mentioned, there's a lot of kids involved with this. It's fun for them to collect. And I suppose the key to any collecting is to collect what you like, so because you're going to have to look at it for forever.
Exactly. It's like when any of our friends go down get down in the basement and look at my collection. When they get to the bottom of the steps and they turn left and they look, all they get is a big grin on their face because it's bright, it's shiny, and all you can do is smile. It makes you happy, you know?
Right. Okay, I need a tip. What is the proper way to put the candy in the Pez dispenser? one at a time? Do I kind of fold open the foil and lay all, what is there, 10 or 8 candies in that?
There's usually 12.
Okay.
And if you get, with the new wrapper, it's a little bit harder than the old wrappers. If you can hold it, actually the stem will lock open now, so it's easier to load. But you can, if you're real good, hold on to that whole pack and get it in there all at once. There's actually instructions inside the bags that will show you how to do it.
Okay. That always is. Sometimes it's kind of strange. You sit there with the candy in the dispenser and you think, I want a piece of candy. But yet you think, I can't eat the candy until I put it in the dispenser and and enjoy the whole process before you can have it come out. But I'll look at that tip just to make sure, because usually I get about a 70-80% chance of getting them all in there. That's the problem.
Sometimes I find myself loading one and two at a time, trust me.
It's an awful lot of work for a tiny piece of candy, let's just put it that way. But that's what, as you're laughing there and I'm smiling too, that's what really Pez is all about. It's just a fun time. And again, it's going on over at the Holiday Inn Independence, Rockside Road, through Saturday. Our guest today has been Rick Marlowe, who's involved in this, the world's largest gathering of Pez collectors. Rick, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for calling and giving me a chance to stop on over.